I saw the Megadim Chadashim. He brings a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Kluger, and the Shailas tshuva is Tuv Tam Vadas. This is a Madura Tlisoy, Chelik Sheni, Simin Reish Yud Zayin, also Sinai, and Rav David Yoel Weiss said that Rav Shlomo Kluger asked that Yesh Lachger, right? Everyone knows this halacha that an Avil is supposed to be Noyig. He's or is allowed to be noig dvarim shabbatzina, but for Hesi he's not allowed to be noig any avelos. So he says, what about bnei beisai, the person's family? Is that considered dvarim shabbatzina, or is that dvarim? What if a person has a large family? So that's dvarim shabbatzina. What makes that dvarim shabbatzina? So Rav Shlomo Kluger said he was asked this question, that when we talk about dvarim shabbatzina, dvarim shabbatfarhesio, is family different than outsiders, or is it not different than outsiders? And Rav Shlomo Kluger said that at first glance it's a mafurish gemara, because the gemara says Rabbi Yosef walked around his own house and he was being noyeg avelos, and the gemara said why? Because it was dvarim shabbatzina. What about Rabbi Yosef's mishpacha? Rabbi Yosef didn't have family. So it's mistaber, said Rav Shlomo Kluger, that you see from here that a person's family is. Still doesn't make it a dvarim shabbatzina. It continues the state of dvarim shabbatzina. Family does not make it befarhesia. We're not going to talk about this now, but of course, the halach has brought down a Shulchan Aruch this idea that when it comes to avelos for Shabbos, which was the topic of Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis and Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, so the halach is that avelos is sometimes doing in Shabbos, is sometimes not doing in Shabbos. It depends on what, and really it comes down to dvarim shabbatzina and dvarim shabbatzina. Just to read the first halach in Shulchan Aruch, certain parts of it. It's in Simen Tov in Hilchas Avelos. It's Dinei Avelos b'Shabbos. Shabbos inei mafsek avelos. Shabbos doesn't knock out the avelos. In fact, it counts towards the shiva. Sharik tzas dinei avelos no yagabai. And the reason it counts as part of the shiva is because there are dinei avelos that are noyig on Shabbos. Dahainu dvarim shabbatzina. Dvarim shabbatzina is noyig. Shem tashmish amita. So there's an Issa Tashmish Amita and this an Issa Rechitza. These are Dvarim Shabbatzina. These things are like Dvarim Shabbatzina, but things that are Befarhesia, Dainu, Lahasar Atifasa, for a person to remove his Atifa, Vilubaish Menalov to wear shoes, Viliskev Amita Mikfiasa, Vishal Lubaish Begat Krua, Elamachlifai, all these things are Dvarim Shabbatzina. These things a person is not allowed to do because it's Befarhesia, Befarhesia, a person is not allowed to be Noigavelos. So Shabbatzina is Noigavelos, Befarhesia, he's not Noigavelos, says the Shulchan Aruch. The Talmud Torah. What's Talmud Torah? What about learning? Novel's not allowed to learn Torah. We've spoken so much about that. So what about learning Torah? Have the Dvarim Shabbatzina. Learning Torah is considered Dvarim Shabbatzina. Shouldn't learn. Lachsar HaParsha. But there's certain learning that maybe would be. For example, Shnai Mikra V'Echatarga. What about an Aliyah? Can an Ovel get an Aliyah? Vim Koru Es Ovel Lalis L'Torah, Tzarech Lalis. He has to go up, because if he's not going to go up, that's already Dvarim Shebefarhesia. Shem Hoya Nimna, Hoya Davish Shebefarhesia. Then the Mechaber says something interesting. Rabbeinu Tam, Hoyu Koyer Noise Bechol Pam Shlishi. So, did Rabbeinu Tam get Shlishi or Shishi? It's enough in Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Tam used to get Shlishi. V'ira by Avelos, and he had an Avelos, for like Karu Achazen. The Chazen didn't call him V'Allahu Me'atzmoy. And he went up by himself. The chazan, he didn't know the halacha. So he didn't call Rabbeinu Tam up for his regular shlishi. So Rabbeinu Tam said on Choldix, he's taking the aliyah. For Omar Kivin Shahurgali Kreis Shlishi B'chol Shabbos, he's a being that he gets shlishi every Shabbos. Haraya She'eni Yoyla. If someone sees he's not taking the aliyah, Oymer's going to say Shabbishvil Avelos, who nimno. It's going to be Dvarim Shabbifarhesia. Either way, that's the halacha. So the halacha is that Dvarim Shabbifarhesia is not noyeg, but Dvarim Shabbatzina is noyeg. It's interesting. In Hilchas Tisha B'Av, in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, which we've seen mirrors very much, Hilchas Avelos. So over there, the Shulchan Aruch says, Imchal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbes. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, on Tisha B'Av, a person has to be Noig Avelos as well. What happens if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos? Mutter B'Kulon. The person's mutter in all in Yonei Avelos, Afilu B'Tashmish Amita. V'yesh Oysrim Tashmish Amita. Some are Oysa Tashmish Amita, V'chein Noyagim. So the Shulchan Aruch is talking about when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, there's no Avelos at all. Mutter B'Kulon, Afilu B'Tashmish Amita. The Ramah brings the Yesh Oysrim, and he says the minig is that Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos isn't Tashmish Amita. But Me'ikar Adin, the psak of the Mechaber is that all Dinei Avelos are not Noyag. And everyone else, this is one of the longest discussions here in Hilchas Avelos is what's the difference between Avelos on Shabbos and Tisha B'Av Shchalias B'Shabbos. When it comes to Avelos B'Shabbos, person has a Chiyuv Avelos. Okay, but it's Shabbos. What do you do? It's a whole sugya Masechtas Maikon. What's the maskana? Dvarim Shebefarhesya are not noig, but Dvarim Shebetzina are noig. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av Shchalias B'Shabbos, Mutter B'Kulon, Afilu B'Tash B'Shamita, which is the Shpitz Dvarim Shebetzina. So the Halach is very, very clear that there's nothing that's noig. Afilu Dvarim Shebetzina. And the Torah and all the Rishayim, it's a tremendous, tremendous discussion in the Rishayim. But the emes is like this, you see one thing, it's muchach. I heard a shir once on this inyan from Rabbi Shuaba Busel Shlita. So he said that one thing is clear, that Avelos, I mean, he said a whole shir, but just, we're going to say over one thing, and that is that there's a difference between Avelos on Shabbos, Avelos on Tisha B'Av. And the emesis is one line, it's a Mishnah in the end of Masechtas Tainis that we spoke a little bit about at the end of the Masechta, and that is, Chazal say that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, a person is supposed to eat. And not only is he supposed to eat, but he should be noyeg kesuda shloime b'shaitai. So Rabbi Shuaba said, what does it mean kesuda shloime b'shaitai? So Basha, this was the biggest feast ever. So he brought raya is that it's not the case. It wasn't the biggest suda ever. So what does it mean, kesuda shloime b'shaitai? So he said, the b'shaitai is pashit. He said, Tisha B'Av, we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Shloime HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. And when Shloime HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash was banui, literally, be kol kfoidai v'tefartai. And the point is that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, a person's supposed to prav as if there's a Beis HaMikdash right now. It's supposed to be kesuda shloime b'shaitai. And just to appreciate and deher it a little bit better, right, you see this nusach, we just saw it in yesterday's daf, that when a person is an ovel, so it's referred to by Chazal as Misha Meisoy Mutal Lefanov. So ordinarily, Avelos is Misha Meisoy Mutal Lefanov. And Tisha B'Av is also that way. Tisha B'Av Chazal say a person's supposed to be as if it's Meisoy Mutal Lefanov, even though it's really an Avelos Yishana. But in Halach, it's treated like an Avelos Chadash. It's not a Shmur Rechoika, it's a Shmur Kreiva. That's the way we treat it. We treat it as if it's literally happening. So you ordinarily Avelos is Misha Mesa Mutalafanov. But over here, when it comes to Shabbos, there is Kesuda Shloim Elashaiti, Sedoa Beis HaMikdash. That means it's fundamentally different. Avelos B'Shabbos is the Pshat, it's Shabbos. So what are you supposed to do? So because it's Shabbos and Birchas Hashem Yitasher, Philo Yosef Atzavima, like Tosfos says, or maybe there's a Mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. So therefore, we're Mamayid and Avelos. But it's still Misha Mesa Mutalafanov. It just so happens that it's Shabbos. And because it's Shabbos, so there's different Nihugim. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av Shchalias B'Shabbos, it's not Misha It's just the opposite. The Beis HaMikdash is bonui b'tefartoi. It's literally kesuda shloime b'shaitai. That's what Chazal wanted with Shloime HaMelech. It's kesuda shloime b'shaitai. And as a result, there the halach is different. There the halach is that there's no avelos that's noyeg at all.